In this bulletin, a criminal investigation into the Ruby Princess fiasco, a man killed in a light plane crash on the Gold Coast, and the National Rugby League forecasts cost-cutting once the season resumes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Chief Commissioner of the New South Wales Police says there'll be a criminal investigation into the Ruby Princess fiasco. The cruise ship docked in Sydney on March 19 and has been a major source of coronavirus infections and deaths in Australia. Commissioner Mick Fuller says he's reviewed emails and emergency call records over the past 48 hours and will be handing over his brief of evidence to Homicide Squad detectives.
The investigation will look into the actions of every agency. In 48 hours, I can only turn so many rocks. But it really comes down to that principle that if someone has a fever, acute respiratory infection, shortness of breath, cough, sore throat, with or without fever, then they should be considered someone potentially with COVID-19.
New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says four more people have died from the coronavirus, bringing the state's toll to 16. Four men between the ages of 61 and 91 have died, with three of the cases having been contracted outside of the state. There are more than 2,500 cases of COVID-19 in New South Wales, with more than 500 under the age of 29 years infected. Mr. Hazzard says young people need to be cautious.
There's 105 cases of people under 19. Take it seriously is my message to young people. Take it very seriously. If you don't take it seriously for yourself when you hear those statistics, you should be taking it seriously for your friends, your family, the community. Because you can also pass it on to those other older people who are far more vulnerable.
In Queensland, nine new cases of the coronavirus have been recorded, which is the lowest for the state in many weeks. The state's toll sits at more than 900, with Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk saying reducing the rate of new infections can be attributed to people following social distancing measures. Despite this, Ms. Palaszczuk says some people have visited fresh food markets and are not abiding by the rules.
You should only be going down there if you intend to purchase fresh produce, and if you don't adhere to social distancing, then we will have no choice but to shut those markets. I don't want to do that, so everyone needs to do the right thing, and I'm giving my last warning.
The Victorian government is providing $20 million to purchase hotel rooms for healthcare workers who test positive to the coronavirus. Health authorities say frontline healthcare workers who contract the virus, who may be living in a share house or with older people, can choose to self-isolate in hotels at no cost to them. State Health Minister Jenny Markakos says it's important to enact every measure to safeguard healthcare staff.
And whilst we've gone and ordered an unprecedented amount of personal protective equipment to keep them safe, and we have prioritised them for testing, we need to do everything possible to ensure that they get our support. So this is why they will be able to self-isolate at no expense to themselves, and this will apply both to clinical workers as well as non-clinical workers. So cooks and cleaners, doctors, nurses, all of those dedicated health professionals who have that frontline patient contact.
Meanwhile, the state has recorded 20 new cases of the coronavirus, bringing the total to more than 1,100. Premier Daniel Andrews says people not abiding by social distancing and quarantine rules are being penalised.
There are some who continue to do the wrong thing, and it gives me no pleasure to update you that there's been 142 fines issued over the last 24 hours. There were 751 checks of people's residences where they're supposed to be at home for that 14-day period. Those 751 checks were conducted in the last 24 hours. Please do the right thing. It is saving lives. It is protecting our health system. And if you don't, there's every chance you'll get caught because police are not mucking about.
A man has been killed and another left with serious burns after a light plane crash on Queensland's Gold Coast. The aircraft came down at an airfield at Jacobs Well after losing power and clipping an overhead telephone cable. In rugby league, NRL chief Todd Greenberg says the competition will have to reassess its cost base once it's dealt with the coronavirus shutdown. The competition has been suspended until at least the 1st of July. Greenberg says after matches have resumed, there'll be further economic pain.
The cold, hard reality, though, is that we're going to have to reset our cost base in the future. And I think the whole game's going to feel that. Coaching departments, football departments, player salaries, executive salaries. We're going to get through this coronavirus, but what's on the other side of that is, I think, a very significant economic downturn.
And now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 31. Adelaide, a shower or two, 19. Melbourne, showers increasing and windy, 17. Hobart, an afternoon shower or two, 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, becoming windy, mostly sunny, 22. Sydney, sunny and 25. Newcastle, sunny, 25. Brisbane, sunny and 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin showers with the possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.